like you're doing something and then you're like, why am I actually doing this? I hate doing it. It's not inspiring. I feel like it's a should, but I'm still doing it. And then when I do it, I get frustrated. So can you think of a time in your life, or can you think of something that you're doing and you're like, I don't even know why I'm doing this? So oftentimes when that happens, it's a should. I know we've talked about this in the past videos, but this is a big one because we can get stuck up on things we feel like we have to be doing, and it takes away from the essence of what we truly want to be doing. So sometimes there is some fear behind it, and that's why you're not doing it. But oftentimes it's because we've adopted this idea of what we should be doing. This is the only way we can do it. If we don't do it this way, then it's not gonna happen. And that, it's such an uninspiring place to be. And what often happens is it leads you to not wanting to do whatever it's leading you to do. So let's say it's something for your business. Maybe it's doing social media. So if you're doing social media and you hate it, and every time you do it, that's the energy that you're putting out there. That's the energy that you're broadcasting. So likely it's not going to have an impact. If you don't appreciate it, then most likely it's not going to have a good return. So there's so much value in actually doing things that you're inspired to do. And if you don't love doing it, either delegate it, learn to love it, or leave it. So if there's something that you're continuing to do and you hate doing it, either find out a way to love it. Loving means both support and challenge, meaning you might dislike some things, you might like some things. Put it together, see how it's guiding you forward. And if you can love it and you see value in you doing it, continue to do it. If you don't see value in you doing it, either stop doing it or delegate it to somebody else. Because when you can give it to somebody else and maybe they love doing it, well, one, you're helping them out. And two, it's fun working with people who love doing what their area of expertise is. So if it's social media and you have somebody who you can pass that off to and they love doing it, that's a win-win. That will increase your self-worth. That will increase your energy. And then you'll actually have more time freed up to do what it is that actually lights you up. Because it's in those areas that you can have the biggest impact. When you're doing things because you love to, opposed to I should be doing this and it drains you, like that's an inspiring place to be. And that is magnetic. When you are in that high vibe place, that is where you're going to attract more people. That's when you're going to attract more inspiring situations, opportunities. So think of an area in your life. Where is it that you kind of dread doing it? You don't love doing it? And ask yourself, how can I either love doing this? How can I link this to my highest values? Or how can I either just eliminate this altogether or delegate it out? Take action step on it. Comment below. I'd love to hear which something that you're going to either eliminate, delegate, or love.